That's Hall of Fame sports writer Vito Stellino of the Florida Times Union. And yes, Fred Taylor on the Florida Blue practice fields on Wednesday afternoon. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. Day 2 of 10 in OTA practices in the books today. The Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice field for 2 hours. We mentioned Fred Taylor off the top, in town visiting, caught up with Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, really for one of the first times since the 2014 draft. Getting a feel for the organization on the field, the new players mixing in with the veterans today. On the practice field, nearly 2 hours in the heat today for this team. A couple of injuries. Hearns was held out today with a shoulder injury. Marquise Lee jammed his wrist in practice today, and they'll evaluate him moving forward. And of course, the talk in day one yesterday was of quarterbacks and some mistakes from third overall pick Blake Bortles in the first day under center with the veterans around. But head coach Gus Bradley said day two was a lot smoother.
If he makes a mistake, sometimes he'll make another mistake. And I said, that's what you got to learn to deal with. That you're going to make mistakes, but then come back and correct it and move on. And I think that's what he's figured out. Now, that's what happened yesterday. Today I saw him do it. He did a better job of that.
Gus also spoke about wide receivers today. I mentioned that Cecil Shorts III has really led the way so far in that room and on the practice field. A lot of new faces in that room and on the practice field at wide receiver, including 2 second-round picks, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee. Don't forget about second-year player Ace Sanders. Draft pick a year ago, had a solid rookie season. The challenge now for Ace is to bring that to year two.
I don't feel like a salty veteran. I mean, I haven't been around it, so, you know, it hasn't gotten a chance to even rub off on me, not even in the slightest way. So everybody up in here is positive. So
just kind of being patient is the biggest thing, you know. I mean, you want to get better at a fast rate, you know, but sometimes you got to just be patient with things and just kind of learn the process, you know. I mean, I'll say for me, you know, progress has always been a process, you know. So, I mean, sometimes it could be fast, sometimes it could be slow.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And Gus also talked about Ace Sanders today. We just heard from him about how, yes, he might have had close to 60 catches a year ago, but that doesn't mean anything in 2014.
Well, and I had a chance to talk to Ace last week. And as you know, very enthusiastic and always upbeat, the kind of guy Gus loves. And I think what was most noticeable is he really believes that these new guys coming in are going to help him a lot more than they're going to hurt him. Cecil Shorts feels the same way. An influx of talent has got to help a guy like Ace Sanders, who's going to get open over the middle, who's going to use his quickness. I see him getting better because of these new guys.
And Gus said today also that he actually called Ace before the draft and said, there's a possibility we could draft some wide receivers. Be ready. It's a challenge for you. And I think Ace appreciated that.
Well, I think he did, and I think he's looked good out here. Yeah. He's the kind of guy, I think Gus mentioned it, who's going to get better year one to year two. When you've got that sort of quickness, it's important to know how to harness it. He looks like a guy who's learned how to do that.
We mentioned a lot about the offensive line yesterday here on Inside the Jaguars, but some more notes about Luke Jokel today. Still some more work to be done, recovering from that leg injury a year ago. But the fact that he's out there and that he's improving by the day, they're still taking it easy with him. But the fact he's out there moving on says something about Jokel.
Well, and first you'd expect him to be back because he was injured in October. But that's always a slow process, and you want to be cautious with guys who are coming back because there's no reason to push them back before training camp. It's interesting about Jokel. He's almost been forgotten by some because he didn't play the last 12 games of last year, and people are either assuming he's going to be okay or, you know, but he's a huge storyline, and all of a sudden, if you can plug him in and if he's as good as most people around here think he is, all of a sudden, you've got a guy who could be on his way to being a Pro Bowl left tackle. That's the expectation. How much better is your offensive line if that starts happening quickly?
Final thought for today. 2 days out of 10. Yes, these are important, but don't overanalyze it, right?
Oh, without question. And that's why it's tough to talk about positions like offensive line and defensive line. You're excited about the depth. You're excited to see where the offensive line is going to go because there is talent coming in. But with those positions, you can't tell. And even with wide receiver, quarterback, things like that, it's still a learning process. It's still install. It's still going to matter a lot more when August comes around.
Well done, John, as always. Speaking of offensive line, let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. The Jags, of course, are looking for a replacement for Brad Meester at the center position. Brian says it starts with a man wearing number 60.
Dave and Gus didn't throw that big contract at Brown center Alex Mack because they were comfortable with Mike Brewster. They made a run at Mac because they play in the AFC South. And the Colts, Titans, and Texans all play with a 3-4 defense. And a lineup with a guy who's never snapped in the NFL and has 10 starts at left guard is uncomfortable. Brewster has good movement and natural instincts, which is what you'd expect from a guy who started 49 games at Ohio State. He's smart and can call the defenses and protections with the best of them. But the Orlando native doesn't have the kind of power that Mac or any of the top centers play with. Watch Mac in Cleveland or Mike Pouncey in Miami. You see what a center's supposed to be, what he has to be when a 330-pounder lines up on his nose. They have explosive power, God-given, the kind you can't get in the weight room. I'm probably in the minority on this one, but center is every bit as important as left tackle, and especially for this team, which will probably start a rookie at right guard. Right now, the job is Brewster's, and his competition is Patrick Lewis, who was also undrafted and has also never played in the league. The Jaguars couldn't fix everything this spring, so they have to hope that Brewster has gotten stronger, or will get stronger as the season draws near. Their running game last season was anemic. They averaged fewer than 3.3 yards per rush. Their ability to get better this season is resting on Brewster's ability to handle the job.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars back in the practice field. They'll wrap up the first week of organized team activity practices on Thursday. Look for more coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.